This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Joint Legislative Budget Committee meets today to vote on the governor's plan for slicing $103 million from current year spending. House Speaker Chuck Cleckley says it's a painful necessity.
These mid-year cuts are critical.
Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols says this budget balancing comes through combining cuts to state agencies with tapping into other pots of money.
$36.4 million comes from fees and self-generated or statutory dedication.
As previously reported, statewide elected officials are less than pleased with the scrimping they're being told to do between now and June 30th. Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain says statewide elected officials, whose department's spending adds up to 1% of the total budget, are being told to absorb 16% of the total mid-year cuts.
But I think it was meant to be more fair, more equitable across the board.
Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden, whose tourism department is being slashed $3.5 million, says simply,
"We've now hit rock bottom."
But Nichols defends the mid-year plan, partly by describing it with words that sound much less painful than cuts.
These are good efficiencies. These efficiencies are absolutely achievable in these departments, and these reductions need to move forward so we can set the stage for FY16.
That next budget is $1.6 billion short. Nichols won't hesitate to point out that elephant in the room.
Everything on this mid-year deficit reduction plan and all of the savings that we need to achieve have to be taken. In the event that they are not, it is a further reduction in FY16. And those reductions can only impact higher education and healthcare.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.